Good morning. Today we study in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 11. All of you in this room, you work. Hopefully all of you work. Some of you are probably still in school. We live in the world where self-promotion is praised. And you would find out a lot of people will praise you because of your personal success. And because of that, all of this pressure from the world often take the priority over other things. But the Bible this morning would remind us, the Bible calls us to live differently, not from the place of pride, but humility. Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, especially in the chapter 2, verse 1, and 11, not only to encourage us, but also reminding us our lives should reflect the mind of Christ. So that reason why, right on verse 5, if you have a Bible, you can read with me. Let this mind be you, which also in Christ Jesus. Some of you, when I look down here, you know, some of you have the young children, or some of you probably will get married soon and eventually have the children. One thing I learned about the children, especially you are the parent, like me, and a parent. When my two kids are still young, toddler, usually we call it like that, they fight over the same toys. I saw some of the young over here. They usually fight over the same toy. And of course, when one grabs the toys, another one will scream, "Oh, it's mine!" You experience, some of you experience with this. I saw some of the parents smiling and, okay? But just imagine with me, suddenly one kid, one of your kids, the toddler, say, "Okay, you can play with it first." Oh, that, imagine with me, probably would not happen. But even though it's very, very rare, and possibly it's not even happening in your own family with your kid, but that's exactly what Christ wants to communicate to you, all of us, as the children of God, based on this passage, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. So basically, Paul, when he communicated to the church of Philippians, he said, giving up whatever, like Christ, rightfully owned, for the sake of other people. And that's what we're going to study this morning. And as all of us, we're the follower of Jesus, especially as a young parent, some of you young parents, well, for me, would be own parent. Okay, young parent, or the couple, some of you the couple, you don't have the parent yet. But the question would ask, how do we train our mind and the mind of our children to reflect the humility of Christ? Okay, so three things I'm going to talk with you this morning, share with you this morning. The foundation of unity, that love and humility, and the humility begins with humbleness. And we need to learn about Jesus Christ. He's the model or supreme example for humility and exaltation. And that's what we learn from him. So the first two is just very much explained, but key on the third point, okay? Verse 1 and 2. Therefore, if any encouragement in Christ, any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind. Maintain the same love, united in spirit, intent, in one purpose. So Paul, he began by urging the Philippians to remember what they already have in Jesus Christ. The encouragement, comfort, love, fellowship in the Spirit. And if they have all these things, the unity should reflect that truth, being like-minded, have the same love, be in one in spirit and purpose. So that reason why he say in verse 2, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the spirit and of one mind. So this kind in unity is not just the human ideas, not the ideas of the person, but it is rooted like Christ himself, Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity. Okay, we have God the Father, God the Son, the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, the second person Trinity. And in perfect unity with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So his follower, like you and I, reflect the same unity. And that's the key he tried to communicate. And you know, in the book of Galatians, whenever it's the good part, the remote control would not work. It happened for the Vietnamese. Okay, I skipped that. Okay, the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing, talk about the unity and also humility. And so humility is very much the formation for unity. Humility does not mean you are weak. It's not mean weakness, but it is the strength hidden for the common good. So if somebody come to you and say you are weak, you need to go back to definition. You are humility in Christ. It does not mean the weakness, but the strength hidden for common good. So the question we would ask, okay, and you see the picture of the bamboo. If you had the chance to visit some country, and there's especially Vietnam or South Korea, okay, there's a lot of bamboo area. And when the storm comes, you see, the big tree will be broken, uproot. But however, the bamboo, when they gather together, the wind blows, they can swing up and down, forward, backward, but they still stand the storm. So that, I'm talking about the unity. So, but how do we live in unity? It has to be start with the mindset from self-centered to Christ center of humility. So point number two about point number two, humility begin with the humbleness. Paul instruct, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value other above yourself. So this passage, Paul is not talking about we should think less about ourselves, but rather think of ourselves less. Now, there's a difference there. So verse 4, if you study, reminding us to look to the interests of others, not just your own. Especially some of you still the parent. This is a challenge for the parenting and also for marriage, okay? Because when you go through life, when you become the parent, you face a challenge of the parenthood. And on the marriage, the same thing. You face a challenge in your marriage. So if it's very easy to fall into the trap, I call it the trap, me first. If you fall in that trap, your marriage will be in trouble. And parenting will be in chaos. Okay? Especially some of you, you work full time. Okay, you get up morning, you report to work at 7 o'clock, maybe 7:30. A lot of pressure in there. You have to take care of your kid. And you have a deadline, had to be completed on Monday or Tuesday. A lot of pressure there. And when you go home, you tired. You frustrated because something happened at work. You do a lot of work, but nobody see it. They not recognize it. So you bring that problem home. Okay? Watch out for all of this. And help each other out to overcome it. And that's what Bible or Paul talking about, humility and unity. Understand each other like that. Okay? So the core of Christian life, not about seeking personal glory. When I was young, hot blood, I always seek myself. That's normal when we grow up. I want recognition, okay, from parents, from friends, from a lot of people. But because seeking for personal glory, I run into a lot of problems, especially the proud, the prideness. And I forgot the lesson the Bible talking about humility, okay? But about follow Christ who choose the lower path for the sake of others. You already study about Jesus Christ. He God, 100% God, 100% man. But when he was God, he abandoned that position. Okay, king over on king. He coming down on the tech, like a man. But at the lowest in the society, the slave, and die on the cross because of our sin. And the Bible talking about by believing him we have everlasting life. Sometimes we forgot. We forgot about the lesson of Jesus Christ, humility. So that reason why Matthew chapter 23 verse 11, 12. But the greatest of you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humble. And whoever humble himself shall be exalted. I read in the New American Bible Standard. Okay? So some of you, I have example, but because we don't see the slide, so I use another example, illustration probably would help you. Just imagine some of you young mom in here, you wake up very early in the morning, you pack lunch for your kid, probably go to school, or for your husband go to work, or for you to go to work. Okay, and your kid crying, so you run in there, you have to change the diaper. It's happened all the time, okay? And you have to go to work on days. On the day like that, you didn't get any thank you, recognition. Just imagine with me, you in that position without a thank you. Okay? Or imagine some of you, the father, the dad of family, you stay up late to fix a leaking faucet, probably, or the toilet leaking, I don't know, or even the light in our Porsche for the last 5 or 6 days, it not even turn on, and I get like the honeydew list, our own thing, okay? And you also... Maybe because you listen to Pastor Hong Sen, you prepare for the family worship. Ooh, that's the third part. Okay. So you're tired, you're busy. But remember, all of this, very, very small. All of this considered as an unseen acts of service and influential. It influences the people around you, especially your children. Okay? For that, probably your wife will appreciate you. And that, pay attention to your wife after a long day at work. Just say thank you. Bless her. Pray for her. Okay? A little thing like that is an act of service. Sometimes nobody see it. So, what I'm trying to communicate to you is reflect the mind of Christ more than any platform, any big thing you wish you dream to do. Okay? And it, on that big thing, sometimes it's only happening once a year. But I communicate to you through this scripture, do a little thing every day. A little thing. Okay? And probably the first week of October, I will announce the compressed Bible study because I'm the chairperson of the seminary. And if you go to seminary, you may study 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, whatever. But personally, I find out it's a lot of courses probably you would have never used. So I select the best together. It would be an online self-study because I don't know your schedule. But the key is you get the key principle and it has to be applied for your own life. You have to know what it is. What is truth? You study. What is true? Especially what is true in this sermon? And why it's truth? And how it's true to you? So basically, you dig deep down in the Bible, study short passage. You dig down and you try to find the diamond in the rock, in the dirt. And that diamond is for you, not for me. So when you defend your faith, you have to know what is truth and why is truth and how it's true to you, not to me. Okay? This morning I recommend one of the young person in this room, he faced a challenge in his life. Go back and study Psalm 31. If he studied the first five verses of Psalm 31, okay, I only ask him to do 10 or 15 minutes a day, read the passage. Because I read this passage for over 100 times. And the Lord teach me, the Holy Spirit teach me, I can pull roughly about 54 lessons for me. Just first five chapters. But I don't expect, you know, if he started this, just try to get one lesson, one diamond in the rock. After 52 weeks, he had 50 diamonds for him. So he can preach just that. And if he read another next one, that would be, because I read this like 100 times. So the second passage, the Lord teach me 94 lessons. But it take me 10 years to put it out. Okay? And the lesson that I mean for you, so you can help other people. Because when they come and ask, when the people talk bad about me, what can I do? And a lot of people talk bad about you, gossip behind you. How do you know the truth from Psalm 31 and become abused so you can help other people? Okay? So a year from now, I expect him would pull out roughly, randomly, all the passages too. At least 50 things for him. And if 1 week he only studied one passage, write down a piece of paper. And for me, when you study Bible, you have to be able to teach that passage. And you be able to share that message for other people. If you're not doing that, the book of Ecclesiastes say, if you study too much, just had knowledge, it will be very, very tired. And it will be very burden because you study a lot but nothing for you. Okay? That's what this passage this morning also communicate. So I'm going back to the story of the mom and the dad. All that little thing I consider as an unseen act of the service. if they're very influential, impact people around you. And that reflects the mind of Christ more than any big thing you plan. And don't wait until the big thing. Do a little thing every day. So unity very much requires to put other before ourselves, and that the true love. Okay? So, okay, Pastor Hongsen, you talk a lot, but how do I apply for me practically? Okay? Or else, after this, 10 minutes from now, you forgot whatever I'm talking about. Number one, in marriage, you choose to be listened before you reacting. Okay? Men, we were very bad about listening. It takes me 10 years to learn how to listen. Okay? When the wife talking about half of the sentence, I already come up with a solution. But that's not what she meant. So man, we need to learn to listen. Okay? And the same thing, wife, listen to your husband when he say mostly, probably 80% is real. Okay? But the woman usually go around, talk about the feeling, and then I say, so what exactly you try to tell me? Give me the conclusion. And she go around the feeling, the sensing, all of that. So I had to learn how to be patient. Some of you laugh. Man, you will go through just like me. As a parent, model humility before you talk about or you preach to your children. Okay? Sometimes you have to get down to the level of the kid, understand what they try to communicate. And don't ever tell to your children they are stupid. If you tell enough, they will be real stupid. Encouragement, that's the key. Okay. Right now, in the church, we talk about individual, we talk about parent. In the church, look for someone to serve. Do the little thing, not just something to receive. And that's what Paul tried to talk about. I had a picture of the tea set because when we do the mission trip in Vietnam, we get invited to the family, and they very, very formal invite us to drink tea. So when we drink tea, I observe, okay? And suddenly, that's the passage of Philippians chapter 1, verse, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11 come to my mind, and thinking, what if the cup of tea is just full? And can the cup receive more tea? And of course not, it would be pulled over. So I say, so if we're so proud of ourselves, we cannot learn any new thing. We couldn't take in other things. And that's the definition of rifle. So the Lord gives us a lot of things. But we have to have ability to learn and take in more things. Okay? So we can develop the mind of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Clothe yourself with humility toward one another. So now the third point, we need to learn about Jesus Christ, because he's the supreme being. He's an example of humility and exaltation. And don't learn from whatever I say, in other words, because I'm the imperfect person. I try to be good, to be perfect, and probably we call it sanctification process, and probably the day I die, I will hit that mark, okay? But we still live in this world. We still make a mistake. So all our focus had to be in Christ. And he said, okay, verse 6, he talked about he exists in the form of God. So Christ is God. And he make himself nothing in verse 7. So basically, he had to empty himself. He God, empty himself, so he can become man. But if he had the pride like, I'm God, I cannot be man, the salvation would not happen. Okay? And when it's to get to verse 8, he humbled himself to death on the cross. And because of that, God exalted him and gave him the name above all name. Verse 9 to 11. So very, very short message. Give us, can say like the doctrine of God the Son, the doctrine of Christ. Okay, go back and read this. So you could find out Jesus, he went so low so that we can be lifted up. And now we are come to follow him down before we ever hope to be raised up. That's what he's talking about. Okay? And you will find out humility will lead to glory. Verse 6 to 11. God himself honored humility. So if people ask you, what exactly God honor us? He honor, based on this passage, he honor humility. And this is an act of eternal principle. So when you said you believe in Jesus Christ, you know the statement, we have everlasting life, okay? But you need to go back and remember the principle in Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Whoever exalts himself shall be humble, and whoever humble himself shall be exalted. Okay? So we learn about cross, about Christ. We learn a lot of things, but sometimes we forgot the lesson, the principle God or the Bible try to teach in us. I had a picture of the orchestra. I went to a lot of high school orchestra kind of thing, and you would find out each instrument play differently. Some of you, it's not here, probably he work in French horn. And if you just play French horn alone, you will have a headache. Because French horn alone is not that good in terms of instrument. But some of you play violin, some of you viola, if you first chair, the sound is good, but you second chair, there's a little bit tweaking need to be done, okay? But when in the orchestra, you play together under one conductor. So when I say like this, the violin will play viola, drum, okay? And when he do everybody together, suddenly it's beautiful music. Same thing, the church united in Christ, like the music. Each of you had different ability and different talent. Alone, it may be it good, but not that great. But together, it's tremendous music can impact the world out there. So humility is never forgotten. And the Bible talking about heaven, even remember the unity of the church, the member of the church. I have the demo here, illustration about the mirror. Okay? Some of you see, like, if the mirror is dirty, you will see the world differently. But if you clean up the mirror, suddenly the world is much better. So some of us will have certain dust, then burden, worry, and a lot of stuff. And if we have all of that in our mind, in our soul, suddenly you see the world very, very dark. Okay? Very, very passive rather than active. Okay? So the pastor is talking about clean up all of that, turn it over to Christ. So your vision can be clear about your own view of the world, and you can impact other people. If your vision is not clean, you see the world very, very dark. But however, the Bible talking about you are the representative of Christ. You are the ambassador of Christ. You are the priesthood of believers of what we believe. And you impact the world. So your vision has to be very, very clear through Jesus Christ. Okay? Okay, I talk too much. Now, how to be practical, apply? Oh, I always say, okay, where's the mirror? I don't have any mirror. Okay? But humility in the family, I go back and repeat again. Putting the need of loved one first. Amen? I know, man, you're very, very proud. But the Bible today, humility, put your wife, your kid first. The need of the loved one first. In the church, not demand right, but offering service. Very difficult. It's easy to talk, but very, very difficult to apply. In the society, you go to work. You have to live differently, not for yourself, but for the name of God. When I work at the company, the boss, the senior vice president, at that time, I'm very, very high position at work. They say, Hong Sen, in order to compete, your division, at that time, I'm responsible for Houston, Andover, and San Jose. Say, Hong Sen, your division had to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the boss order, or else. And suddenly, I lose my fight. So I give the order, work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I'm the boss, so I had to show up to work on Sunday. I work one Sunday. I couldn't sleep after that. Okay? So I come back to my boss, and I challenge my boss, the vice president, senior vice president, and the president of the company. I challenge them. If my division, because I'm a Christian, I'm the deacon of the church, so I have to be the model for the people, apply the biblical principle. So I turn them, I challenge them, what if my division only worked from Monday to Saturday, 24 hours a day? Sunday is a day of rest, the day of worship, and I want to go to church for worship. But because I'm the boss, the people had to follow my principle. And the boss said, we had a big meeting, he said, okay, try for 3 months. If your productivity higher than all of the division, the cost is lower than any other division, and then your division can continue to have Sunday is a day of worship. So I go back, communicate to 3 locations, and we try for 3 months. And the result, people so happy, productivity very, very high. We had no accident, no accident, no safety violation, and the cost is very, very low. So we can compete with the Chinese manufacturing at that time. Okay, but there is another factor coming in, and we had to ship all the product to China. But that's another factor from the government. But what I try to communicate to you, each one of you in the society, you follow Christ, you have to reflect Christ in the workplace. It's difficult when I communicate to my boss, the senior vice president and the president, I pray, I fast. Later on, I will send you pray and fasting when we supposed to pray and when we supposed to fast. In this situation, I have it in English to help you. I pray, I fast. And I walk in there with expectation, if things not work out, I find another job. No problem. And things work out the best. And you will face life, society, your work the same way. So the lesson is to be strong in faith. And sometimes you have to ask a question. Can I humble in my speech, in my talking? Okay? Am I too critical? But am I more supportive? Some of you already boss, but some of you eventually become boss. You need to learn the lesson from Philippines. Can I serve quietly, not advertisement? Trust me, the people see and people know. Am I willing to step forward to reconcile when there is a misunderstanding? Unity in the church always begins with a person, a first person choosing humility. And that's what I can pull from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1-11. So at the conclusion, living with the mind of Christ today, in the world, a lot of noise around you, filled with noise, with pride, with competition. So the chapter or the verses this morning are very clear. Live with the mind of Christ. It's calling us to unity in the relationship. Humility in our attitude. Humility by obedience in our action. And trust God, especially when you learn the model of Jesus Christ in God's exhortation. So, at conclusion, another sharing. You imagine with me in a home where both parents serve one another joyfully. And then from that, if you can serve each other in the family joyfully, it would impact the church, because the church is where everyone look for each other to help other to shine. But if it couldn't start from the family, the church could be in trouble. And in the church, and we look now to help each other shine. And then the community where the believer will shine like the stars. Why? Because we reflect the humble, the servant heart mind of Savior. So start you understand the biblical principle of humility. Look at Christ as a model, so you can apply to your family. If the family in trouble, the church could be in trouble. And if the church in trouble, the whole society, the community could be in trouble. So if you forgot everything I say today, just remember, start with you first, your family, the church, and the community. Let us stand up so we can pray. Yeah, I have 1 minute left before. Okay. Dear Jesus, so we pray you help us to think like you, to love like you, and to serve like you. In our marriage, in our parenting, in our friendship, and in the church life, give us your mind. And I pray you help each one of us in this room to be humble and help us to shine up your light. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.